are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And this Wednesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood is brought to you by VistaCare, the Peer VA Clinic, and May Adam. And joining me this morning here in the studio from Countryside, it's Holly Hoeing. Good morning, Holly.
Good morning.
Nice to have you here.
Thank you.
And boy, you've got a delicious meal that's coming up tomorrow, and it's been around. Folks are familiar with this because it's been around for a while.
It's been around a year or two. This will be our 32nd turkey and biscuit supper, and I was just thinking, you need to have the radio equivalent of smell-o-vision.
Because
you need to think about that nice warm turkey in homemade gravy and veggies, and the biscuits fresh out of the oven, and homemade desserts and some salad.
Sounds really, really good.
Gotta come for supper. Yeah.
And we were talking beforehand, one of my favorite meals is chicken and gravy and biscuits. I've never had it with turkey. Well, you know what? I might have had it with turkey, and that just sounds really, really good.
It is really good.
And this is something people look forward to, and it's a big fundraiser. What types of things does it help you out with?
Well, we do a variety of things at Countryside. We provide travel funds for cancer patients who are either leaving the peer community or coming to the peer community for cancer care. We have a guest house for cancer patients who are coming to our area and need to stay for treatment or even just coming for an overnight stay. We have two patients that have been there for almost 6 weeks for their radiation treatment and a couple others that have come and gone. They all have private rooms, private bath, and a whole half of a house to use while they're here to be their home away from home. We provide a stipend to St. Mary's Hospice Program every month of $6,000, so they can use that to do things that isn't covered under Medicare and insurance. Gives them the ability to provide more nursing care, more home health time, home health aid time, special equipment and supplies that they need. We do support groups for cancer patients, a new support group for Parkinson's and post-stroke patients, a dementia care support group, and we have a memory center which does testing and screening for our patients that are having cognitive issues, Alzheimer's, other dementias, mm-hmm. and other people that are just having a blip on their radar screen with their memory, and we try to help them figure out what's going on. And it's all free of charge.
A lot of important and wonderful work that you're doing, and this is one thing that can kind of help with
that. Right, right. And this is a time, we were just talking about the drive-through is different this year.
Right.
We were lucky to meet with the people from PAWS, and they told us how they've been doing their drive-through, and it's been working well for them, so we're going to give it a shot this year. But we know that people are going to miss the fellowship, because it's been a time when people have come, they've gathered, they've seen friends and neighbors that they maybe haven't seen in a while. They sit, they eat their meal, have their coffee, hit the dessert table before they eat their meal, so they got the right pie.
Well, you got to start out with the right course.
Well, you got to do it right. So we're hoping we can get back to that next year or in the years to come. But tonight it will be drive-through off of Central Avenue into the church parking lot. Somebody will be there to say, how many meals do you need? And then you can exit right off onto Capitol. And it will be a free will donation this year. As long as we're doing things differently, we're going to go the whole nine yards.
Absolutely. It sounds so delicious. It's going to be a great way for folks to help out in a little different way. And doing a drive-through style, just reminding people that's how it is this year.
Right.
And it's going to be from 4:30 to 6:30 tomorrow night at the First United Methodist Church. Is there a specific area that you're going to have them come in and then exit?
If they come in off of Central, and the PAWS people say that it really is helpful if you kind of go up on Prospect and then come down Central and then come into the church parking lot, we'll have some people out there that will kind of show everybody what direction to come. And then they can grab their food. It'll be piping hot. Mm. It's probably not going to be the kind of meal you can eat in your car. You might have to take it home, and it's not going to be a nice night for the park, I don't think. So take it home. It should still be piping hot. And it freezes well. So if you can't eat it tonight, take it home, pop it in the freezer, and you'll have a homemade meal for another day.
Sounds great. Sounds delicious. So we encourage folks to go on out turkey and biscuit supper. It's going to be good. Just remember drive through and take it home. Like you said, settle in, enjoy the meal, and just have a peace of mind knowing that you're helping folks around the community too.
Every meal helps, and we have supporters that have been so supportive for the last 42 years. And everybody gives what they can, when they can, and that makes it all possible.
Excellent. Well, thank you for stopping in this morning, Holly. We appreciate that, and we know lots of folks are going to get out and, you know, not have to worry about cooking dinner for themselves.
Right.
They can help out and enjoy a good, delicious meal. All right.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. There's Holly Hoeing joining us from Countryside, the Turkey and Biscuits Supper, drive-through style, 4:30 to 6:30 at the United Methodist Church tomorrow afternoon and into the evening. So enjoy that. There is your Wednesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood. It was brought to you by VistaCare, the Peer VA Clinic, and May Adams.